with the Echolink test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
In North Carolina, it was fair. It was 35 at Asheville, 43 at the Rutherford County Airport, 46 at Charlotte, and 42 at Greensboro. And in East Tennessee, at Bristol, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 33. At Knoxville, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. At Chattanooga, it was fair, with a temperature of 33. Carolina, it was fair. It was 35 at Asheville, 43 at the Rutherford County Airport, 46 at Charlotte, and 42 at Greensboro. And in East Tennessee, at Bristol, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 33. At Knoxville, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. At Chattanooga, it was fair, with a temperature of 33.
Climbing southeast in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. South winds around 5 miles an hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. The extended forecast for the listening area. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Sunday night, partly cloudy.
Miami in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy until night, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. South winds around 5 miles an hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. The extended forecast for the listening area. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Sunday night, partly cloudy.
W4DJW, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. W4DJW, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm out doing a little shopping for the wife. Better get her something for today. If not, I'll be on the couch again with the dog. I was going to give you a call a little bit. I got to ask you a couple technical questions.
Call probably about between 12:30 and 1, somewhere in there.
I'm going to ask you now, because it's not that bad, but if I don't have a one-to-one down, how many reps would I need to do?
At 1-to-1.
That one antenna I was telling you about, that was a manual tune, and now we're, you know, wired it up to go through the tuner. Everything's coming up, but 3.8 is not. So yeah, what, 80?
You're probably going to have one to keep everything on the antenna, not to go and run it up down the coax.
Jeanette, you said better off to get, not to put it around the coax or not to wrap the coax in the circle?
A loop out there and put about 6 turns on it, like Steve did on his, and see what it does. Jerk it back up there and see what happens.
That's right. Everything else tunes up perfect, all except for that one.
A book on how to make balums and all the different types and current toroids. See how good you are with your fingers. And those donuts and the wire. It's rough and hard to make. They're rough on your fingers.
I got that one balance, that old one, remember that picture I sent you, that white one, that little one, but, you know, big round? I was going to almost try that one to see what that does.
Try. As long as you keep your power down, don't run a whole lot of power when you do it, so you save the radio in case something went wrong.
I've been doing them all about 25-30%. It's doing a job. It's working a lot quicker than that other one.
Yep. Real good.
Other one, if it's got an easy tune, it'll tune it. But I guess anything that got to work on it. Doesn't like that.
Parking space over here on Pelham Road. Finally made it in. Yeah, that's the aim of the game here is try something. If it don't work, it's a learning curve. Write it down.
Like I said, as far as the tuner goes, the new one I just got is shining like a star. You're butt kicked in therapy, huh?
Just got out. So, as a matter of fact, it was a real good day. Got up this morning, I slept a little longer. I slept from probably 12:30 to 5 o'clock this morning, which is real good. Normally, I don't. Got up. It didn't hurt near as bad. Had very little pain. Got over there, and she put me through some tougher paces and a few more extras. And it's doing good. It doesn't even hurt real bad right now.
That's a good thing. I did sleep on the couch with the dog last night. I think she got me up about 3:30, 4 o'clock. She wanted to go outside. So I had to lift her up off the couch and set her down. Because we can't let her jump up or jump down off the furniture right now. Not for about a week, they said.
Probably doesn't want to jump anyway. That's the main thing. And that's good. She'll be jumping for too long, about another week or two.
Yep. So, as this antenna sound, we still sounding pretty good.
Where are you at?
I'm in Simpsonville, heading home. Like I said, I had to do a little shopping. So now I've been watching the dog on the alarm, on the camera for the alarm system. And she's just laying right there on the couch.
I'm going to wait for you to get home, go outside, get a treat. That's what she's waiting on.
Well, I'm sure once I shut the alarm off, she'll get off the couch probably, jump off. So I'll get to listen to her cry for a little bit. So she did that yesterday, and she was crying for about 5 minutes afterwards.
Like, on my pain medicine, I got home, mine wore off real quick. It's been rough ever since, but her pain medicine might have run out, too.
She gets a pill and a half a day for pain for 3 days. So, and after those, got one more dose tomorrow if she needs it. If she doesn't need it, she doesn't cry, then I'll try to hold off a day.
Telephone's ringing, so I'll be back with you. In for MMW.
Later. Be safe. W4MMW, W1RR.